you're listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 269, covering week 26, June 27th to July 3rd, 2022. A release of the Wi-Fi Box 0.10 project is available to address the problem with FreeBSD's use of wireless adapters that lack the required drivers. Adapters that are problematic for FreeBSD are provided by starting a Linux guest system in which Linux native wireless device drivers are loaded. The installation of the guest system with drivers is automated, and all the necessary components are packaged in the form of a ready-made Wi-Fi box package, which is launched at boot using the supplied RC service. The environment can potentially be applied to any Wi-Fi card supported on Linux, but has been tested primarily on Intel chips. They also tested the correct operation on systems with Qualcomm Atheros and AMD RZ608 MediaTek MT7921K wireless chips. The release of the distributed source control system Git 2.37 is introduced. Git is one of the most popular, reliable, and high-performance version control systems that provides flexible non-linear development tools based on branching and merging branches. 395 changes were accepted into the new version, prepared with the participation of 75 developers, 20 of whom participated for the first time. Deluge 2.1 multi-platform BitTorrent client was published, written in Python using the Twisted framework, based on LibTorrent and supporting several types of user interface. The project code is distributed under the GPL license. Deluge runs in client-server mode, where the user shell runs as a separate process, and all BitTorrent operations are controlled by a separate daemon that can be run on a remote computer. Thunderbird 102 Mail client, developed by community forces and based on Mozilla Technologies, has been published. The new release is categorized as a long-term support release. Thunderbird 102 is based on Firefox 102 ESR. The release is available as a direct download only. Automatic upgrades to version 102.0 will not be generated until version 102.2. The UbiPorts project, which develops the Ubuntu Touch mobile platform, has published their OTA 23 firmware update. With Ubuntu Touch OTA 23 update, support for Asus Zenfone Max Pro M1, Xiaomi Poco M2 Pro, Google Pixel 2, and Google Pixel 3a XL smartphones has been added to the massive list of handsets for which it is available. PackJ, which analyzes library security, is an open command line toolkit that allows you to identify risky constructs in packages that may be associated with the implementation of malicious activity or the presence of vulnerabilities that are used to attack projects using the packages in question. PackJ supports checking packages in Python and JavaScript hosted in the PyP and NPM directories, and they plan to add support for Ruby and RubyGems this month. The toolkit is written in Python and distributed under the AGPLv3 license. During the analysis of 330,000 packages using the proposed tools, 42 malicious packages with backdoors and 2,400 risky packages were identified in the PyP repository. Rudra Sarasvat, a 12-year-old prodigy from India, announced a stable release of the user shell Unity 7.6. The Unity 7 skin is based on the GTK library and is optimized for efficient vertical space use on widescreen laptops. The code is distributed under the GPLv3 license. Ready packages are formed for Ubuntu 22.04 and included in Ubuntu Unity Remix 22.04. Rudra is also working on extending the project to Lomiri under the name Unity X in conjunction with the UbiPorts project, who is also developing Lomiri for future use in Ubuntu Touch. A stable release of the Wayland 1.21 protocol, inter-process communication mechanisms and libraries, is presented. The 1.21 branch is API and ABI backward compatible with the 1.x releases and contains mostly bug fixes and minor protocol updates. A bug fix update of the Weston 10.0.1 composite server was made recently, which is being developed in a separate development cycle. Weston provides code and working examples for using Wayland in desktop environments and embedded solutions. WebOS Open Source Edition 2.17 has been published, which can be used on various portable devices, boards, and car infotainment systems. Raspberry Pi 4 boards are considered as the reference hardware platform. The platform is developed in a public repository under the Apache 2.0 license, and the development is overseen by the community, adhering to a collaborative development management model. WebOS is fully open source and is a descendant of Palm OS. The WebOS system environment is built using the Open Embedded Toolkit and base packages, as well as a build system and metadata set from the Yocto project. The key components of WebOS are the SAM, or System Application Manager, responsible for running applications and services, and the LSM, or Luna Service Manager, which forms the user interface. The components are written using the Qt framework and the Chromium browser engine. The Raspberry Pi project has unveiled a new Raspberry Pi Pico W board equipped with a proprietary RP2040 microcontroller. The new addition is distinguished by the integration of Wi-Fi support, 2.4 GHz 802.11n, implemented on the Infineon CYW43439 chip. The chip also supports Bluetooth Classic and Bluetooth Low Energy, but they are not included on the board yet. The cost of the new board is $6. Of the areas of application, in addition to sharing with Raspberry Pi computers, developing embedded systems and control systems for various devices, the Wi-Fi option is positioned as a platform for creating IoT devices that interact over a network. The RP2040 chip includes a dual-core ARM Cortex MO Plus 133 MHz processor with 264 kilobytes of onboard RAM, SRAM, a DMA controller, a temperature sensor, a timer, and a USB 1.1 controller. The board contains 2 MB of flash memory, but the chip supports expansion up to 16 MB. A 30-pin GPIO port is provided, of which 4 are allocated for analog input. Power can be supplied in the range of from 1.8 to 5.5 volts, which allows you to use a variety of power sources, including 2 or 3 conventional AA batteries or standard lithium-ion batteries. The MicroPython port for Raspberry Pi Pico supports all the features of the chip, including its own interface for connecting PIO extensions. For development for the RP2040 chip using MicroPython, the integrated programming environment Thani has been adapted. The capabilities of the chip are enough to run applications for solving machine learning problems, for the development of which a port of the TensorFlow Lite framework has been prepared. The LWIP network stack is employed for network access, included in the new version of the Pico SDK for developing applications in the C language, as well as in the new firmware with MicroPython. Xonotix 0.8.5 is out, a free online 3D first-person shooter game focused on online play. The project is a fork of NexiWiz, created over 10 years ago during an all-too-common developer war. Xonotix features good graphical capabilities, an advanced 3D engine, a variety of maps, and an abundance of game modes. The project code is distributed under the GPLv3 Plus license. The new game has improved gameplay, maps and player models have been updated, new sound effects have been added, more aggressive bots have been proposed. A new heads-up display pop-up panel has been implemented. The menu has been redesigned and the level editor has been expanded. Duels are singled out as a specific version of Deathmatch with 2 players. There is also a completely rewritten web interface for processing XonStat statistics, and 2 new levels were added, Bromine and Opium. The dynamically managed firewall, Firewall D1.2, has been released, implemented in the form of a wrapper over the NF tables and IP tables packet filters. Firewall D runs as a background process that allows packet filter rules to be changed dynamically over DBus without having to reload packet filter rules and without dropping established connections. The project is already in use on many Linux distributions, including RHEL 7+, Fedora 18+, and SUSE/OpenSUSE 15+. The Firewall D code is written in Python and distributed under the GPLv2 license. The GNOME Web web browser, developed by the GNOME Project and formerly named Epiphany, which is based on the WebKit GTK engine, has added support for web extension add-ons. The Web Extensions API allows you to create add-ons using standard web technologies and unifies the development of add-ons for Chrome, Firefox, and Safari. The add-on version will be part of the GNOME 43 release scheduled for September 21st. Web has implemented only part of the Web Extension API so far, but enough to run some popular add-ons. Development is ongoing with an to implementing the second version of the add-on manifest and ensuring compatibility with add-ons for Firefox and Chrome. In the unimplemented APIs, Web Request is mentioned, which is used in add-ons to block inappropriate content. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmoss.com. I'll see you next week.